lay there in their prime. Two-headed boy, there's no reason to grieve. The world that you need is wrapped in gold, silver sleeves left beneath Christmas trees in the snow. And I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids. And all you did was wait until the point when
sorry it ended so abruptly.
That's okay.
How's everyone today?
Well, no one's gonna call in, hopefully, to tell us how they're doing.
that's true. It's chilly today, though.
It is. Yeah, that was not chill. That was not chill. I got out of the bed this morning, and I almost went back to bed. Well, I almost didn't make the show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but I care about you, so I came.
Like the BU meet. No one else will understand that except for us two, but...
That's true. Yeah, but so today... Also, we should probably just start off with apologizing
for last show. Yeah, this is going to be a rebound show.
That was just so unacceptable, and we each apologize. Oh, I don't know about Will. I'm not going to speak for Will, but I deeply apologize from the bottom of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
That was totally unacceptable. And for those who may have listened today, but not yesterday, we didn't do anything bad. It's just that the equipment didn't work. It's not as if we're
we have two methods of playing music, and I make sure they all work the night before. And in the span of me falling asleep and me waking up for the show, they both broke. So we were left a little dumbfounded on how to play music.
And it was Will's fault.
Mm-hmm, entirely.
Entirely, actually.
But we have troubleshooted, and we have come up with troubleshot.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Ivan's an English major, in case you didn't know. And we have
come up
with alternatives.
Yeah, we did, and we are going to try the same format as we did last time. Do you wanna tell us what we did last time?
Yeah, so last time we unsuccessfully came up with situations, and then sort of like each of us would give each other a situation, and then we would come up with a song that we think would like be playing in our head in the moment or playing out loud. Mm-hmm. really whatever you think, really whatever is pertinent, I guess.
Yeah. And so what we'll do is, so we will state the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will have one song to find a song, mm-hmm, that fits that situation.
Exactly.
So, in that spirit, I can give Will his, mm-hmm, first situation. We will then play a song that is not the song that Will wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
But then the next song will be it. And then Will, right before that song, will give me his situation.
Exactly.
So, you should be anticipating the next song, not the... You should be anticipating the next song, not, mm-hmm, the next song.
That's right, but the next song will be the situation prior.
Right, which, because the next song, the next song will be the situation...
Right now. Well, like that was just said. It's okay. A little confusing, but we'll make it make sense.
All right, so Will, are you ready for your first situation?
I'm ready.
All right, so in this situation, you are a dad.
Okay.
So just, like, try and get that in your head.
Okay.
Your kid blows a save at as a closer for his little for his little league team in the county championship. What are you playing in the car with him on the way home?
Oh, wow. Mind you,
your kid blew it.
He really blew it.
You're not that proud of him.
Okay, a lot of emotions running through my head. All right, we're going to give Will a song to think about how disappointed he is, I guess. Yeah. See you in 4 minutes and 12 seconds approximately.
Cool.
We are back. That was Simulation Swarm by Big Thief. What a great song.
What a great song.
And we want to remind you, as we do twice per hour, that you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How wonderful is that?
Free form, baby.
Free form. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. All right, Will.
Well, I guess let's remind ourselves of the situation.
Right. That's a good idea. So, the situation that I gave Will was he's a dad, and his kid just blew a save as a closer for a little kid for a little league team in the county championship. Mm-hmm. What is he playing on the way home with the kid yes. in the car?
Yes.
He's profoundly disappointed.
Yes.
He's upset.
Mm-hmm.
Probably doesn't love his child anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What is he playing?
Okay. So, before we play the song, I want to, I guess, explain my answer a little bit. And that is, this song is more or less reminding my son about the gravity of the situation that he messed up.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. He needs to know.
He needs to know.
He needs to know.
And I'm thinking of the most grandiose sort of, you know, song that I think explains a pivotal moment, you know. So yeah, I guess we will get into the song, but I should give you.
Yeah, you should. I'm ready.
Okay, so this one is a little less absurd. And you are a tough student.
Okay.
In the middle of what is a very hard academic week.
Don't I already know.
And you just took an exam that you studied hard for
mm-hmm.
and bombed it. And you have 4 more classes in front of you. And you have to go to those 4 classes with the weight of your failed exam that you studied hard for on your mind and academic rigor ahead for the next week. What are you playing as you're walking to your next class?
Yeah, I mean, I literally can't even imagine this.
I wonder what this was inspired by.
okay.
Anyways, let's get into the song that I am playing for Ivan's situation that he gave me.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape. We escape. Past. And get dressed before your father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Well, we are back. Ivan thought my choice of song was funny.
Quote abusive.
I just wanted to remind my son of the gravity of the situation, I guess, but I guess it could come off as a little too harsh.
And to let him choke.
Anyways, I thought that was a great deal of fun. I'm looking forward to doing it again. But I gave Ivan a situation that was obviously, in case you couldn't read between the lines, based on my experience this past week.
Oh, God. You're not going to like my song choice.
Anyways, heavy academic week for me in the last week. Just wrapping up right about today, actually. But my situation to Ivan was, you have a rigorous week academically, and it really starts off with this exam that you studied hard for. And to put it in two words, you choke.
You choke.
You choke.
That's a great callback.
And you, and you only have academic rigor ahead of you. And you have to keep pressing on, I guess, with the weight of this on your mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, to explain my answer,
mm-hmm.
If this ever happened to me, which, by the way, this has never happened to me.
Smart.
I would be in total denial. Mm-hmm. And so it would probably, yeah, I wouldn't be that upset because it would have to be someone else's fault,
that's
not
right.
mine.
That's
do you know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, and that's like the ultimate defense mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely.
And so I would just assume that I can't fail and it was everyone else's problem but mine. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you just like laid back and took a fail, Will.
I didn't fail. It turns out, in fact, that the entire class failed, and I did better than most of the class, but I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But I didn't know that.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
All right.
Sometimes.
All right, can we just play this
sometimes
song?
My professor's out to get me. Right. What can I say? Anyways, we're going to get into Ivan's choice for the song.
Job.
Rudy cannot fail.
Nope, neither can Ivan.
I think neither can Ivan. He is too smart. I thought that was a great choice.
Thank you, Earl.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. We
forgot to give a situation, but it's totally cool because Will still got a situation. You just didn't get Will's. The collective you didn't get Will's. But we can say it now.
Ivan gave me a situation while the song was playing, and I've been thinking hard about what I want to play. But to give me even more time to think, Ivan's also going to do a little PSA in the middle.
I'll do a little PSA. Well, you better be thinking.
Oh, I am thinking.
Do you want to be a hero? Because every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 today.
Beautiful.
Is that enough for you?
I think that was enough for me. Anyways, cool. You want to let the situation be known?
You walk outside and you're wearing 2 left shoes.
Oh, yes.
You forgot it.
A little bit, but I had a song.
Okay.
I'll let this be known. I initially had an answer that I thought was funny.
No, you didn't go with that one?
But the song's like a minute and a half long, and I want Ivan to have more time to think. So.
Yeah, I don't need time.
I'll give Ivan a little situation now that he'll think about in the next 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Okay.
A little sneak peek on how long the song is. Anyways, you just had a surprisingly fluent, lengthy, and enjoyable conversation with someone you just met. You're excited about the possibility of sharing the following years together.
Oh.
Yeah, a little uplifting. Anyways.
Oh, that is uplifting.
Here is my song for you walked outside and you're wearing 2 left shoes.
If I could go back to a time before now, before I ever fell down, go back to a time when I was just a girl, when I had gently wrapped around.
hello.
Yeah, who knew putting on a left shoe was so tragic?
Sometimes it's just like that. You know, a lot is going to change when you think about that situation. I am going to have to put on a right shoe at some point. Let's say if I have a job interview, I cannot go in there with two left
shoes. That's crazy. If I walked out the door with two left shoes, I'm just rocking it the whole day.
You know, the implication of having two left shoes is that the shoes are also mismatched.
I know. I didn't even think about that until I said it just now.
Unless you have a bunch of the same pairs of shoes, which some people do. Some people have like six pairs of Air Monarchs. One for
why?
Some, like, I saw this. It's in particular a father thing. So taking us back to the first question, the first situation, if you want to believe it. You know, you have one for going out to your son's baseball game. You have one for mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
One for grilling.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's just how it goes.
You know, Charlie has two pairs.
Does he?
Two pairs of Nikes. Yeah. Okay. And then, Will, what was your situation for me?
You had just had a lengthy and beautiful conversation with someone you just met, and you're excited about, you know, getting to experience a new friendship, relationship, whatever that may be, with someone completely foreign to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I chose my song.
You did choose your song.
Do I give my situation now?
You do give your situation now. if it isn't clear, Ivan came up with this little game that we're playing as well.
Okay, okay, so you're gearing up to play 18 holes of golf.
Mm-hmm.
With your friend,
yep,
whose wife you're dating.
Whoa.
What are you playing on the car ride there? To get yourself amped, you know what I mean?
I mean, I was going to ask a question, but then I realized that it's better. I feel like my interpretation is just going to...
No, sure. Ask the question.
I'm not going to be confronting him, am I? Really confronting myself and telling him that I'm...
No, definitely not. This is a big secret. Okay. But you're playing 18 holes of golf.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm going to get thinking about that, and we're going to play Ivan's song. Ivan's reaction to my situation that I gave him.
Which is a reaction to me being in love.
Exactly. We will see you later.
Others, they can hear me. Hallelujah. thank God sometimes it ain't getting up.
I'm in love, and I want to get that. Wow!
Woo! Yeah. Anyways, that was Ivan reacting to a possibility of, you know, something blossoming.
Mm-hmm. Purple Bottle, Animal Collective.
That's right.
We play a lot of Animal Collective on this show.
Do we?
I think we do.
I think that's the second Animal Collective song we've played in all our
no
weeks.
No chance. I think so.
And I think we've only exclusively played Feels, except I'm remembering that we played the opening to Meriwether Host Pavilion, which I'm blanking
on the
name.
Yeah, we played In the Flowers.
In the Flowers.
That's it? Really?
I think so.
Hmm.
We have to escape the, no, we have to escape the Animal Collective, grind.
No, okay. yeah, so the situation I gave Will was that he's going to play 18 holes of golf. Oh, I didn't tell you this, but it's your best friend.
You said friend.
Yeah, but it actually is your best friend.
Okay.
So you're going to play 18 holes of golf with your best friend, whose wife you are dating at the moment. Yeah, and so you're on the you're commuting to the golf course.
Yes.
What are you playing?
Well, I have an idea, and I have something queued up. You know, if I'm around my best friend, and really my allegiances lie with his wife, his or her wife, I'm probably going to be thinking about them. That went into my consideration for the song that I'm going to play. Anyways, before I play my song as a reaction to that, I'm going to give Ivan a new situation.
Yeah.
And this is one disclaimer, if you were one of the sad people listening last week and saw our blunder. This is one that we used last week but didn't really get to fulfill because we realized that all of our methods of playing music were broken. Anyways, this is the situation is you are sitting in the passenger seat of a car with your friend driving. Your friend speeds up, and with time, the car is traveling well over the posted speed limit of the interstate highway you are on. We're thinking like 150 miles per hour.
Okay.
You look to the left, and you see your friend staring pensively through the window, unresponsive to your words. They're thinking about something, and they're speeding up.
I look to the left, right? So I'm...
You're in the passenger seat, and that is stated.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay.
A little absurd prompt, but anyways, let's get into my kind of also absurd prompt that Ivan gave me.
Which, by the way, this is Will in this situation, not me, because I never do this, but this is Will.
Yeah, this reflects on my character.
It does.
Let's get into it.
Drunk girls,
Well, we are back.
We're back.
And we have some sad news to put out there.
Look, the reason I could not decide whether or not I'd be happy or sad.
Really?
Yeah. And I felt like maybe your emotive expertise could help me out here.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, what we're alluding to is that Ivan couldn't think of a song. Let's just put that out there.
I couldn't think of a song because I genuinely couldn't think about how I would feel.
Personally,
I don't know how I'd feel if I knew I was about to die. I don't know how. Yeah.
I would be very, 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 very scared and worried.
Would you?
Yeah. It's not how I imagine.
I mean, going. Jesus, take the wheel. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't think my friend would be in that same state of mind. I don't know if my friend can necessarily equate to that person. So I'm thinking we'd be scared.
We'd be scared?
Yeah.
Would we be scared? We already know our fate. If we're going at 150, we know.
Yeah, maybe
we're not getting out of this.
Maybe we're just going to play a charging tune.
Okay, then play Wolf Like Me.
Yeah, you thinking that?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to give me a situation?
Yeah. You woke up, and you woke up to two hands, to like, you still have two hands, and you're just really grateful.
Yeah.
You're just really grateful that you have two hands.
That's right. Just to clarify, this is Wolf Like Me by TV on the Radio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just making sure there's a lot of them out there. When I'm finding.
Really?
Yeah.
Wolf Like Me.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anyways, we'll get back to you.
All right.
See you. Later.
Just say my baby, won't you let
And we are back once more with another song to play after this.
Right?
Yeah. Ivan, do you want to tell us what the situation was?
Oh, wait, the situation that I just had or the situation for you?
The situation that you're giving me. Oh. Like you just gave to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Will woke up and he still had two hands and he was just really, really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Really grateful.
Yes. I am not going to fib. I feel like I had a little harder of a time with this. But I think the song that is going to be played, you know, envelops a feeling of gratefulness, a feeling of happiness. Maybe it won't be readily apparent, but to me it makes sense.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, we're going to do one more emotion if we can find the time. And it effectively boils down to you have one song that you can play before you pass away. You're in your current state of mind. You were just told by this otherworldly voice that you're gonna die in, you know, around 5 minutes, and you have to take all your experiences
right,
and put it into
minutes? Not any more time.
10 minutes, and you have to put all your experiences into one song. Anyways, let's get into my song that I want to play.
America.
That was some David Bowie for
yeah, that was a great pull
for the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably my favorite Bowie song. We are going to play one more song for you all. Basically, the prompt is, what's one song that you could play before you pass on?
Yeah. So, preface, the song starts off really slow, but I have 10 minutes, apparently, before I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I can afford to start off slow. We also can afford to go over our show because no one's in the next block. So that's also part of the reason why I can play Good Weather for an Airstrike. So this is Siguro. And I think this is like, yeah, I think this really gets at what my mood would be in my last few hours.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we want to remind you also that you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Freeform Radio, yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it.